Welcome everyone to the V Book Club. This is a new podcast from the makers of V Magazine and V Speaks podcast. I'm your host, Jordan Staggs, the editor of V, and we're so excited because we're here today with first-time author Susie Akola, who is a Northwest Florida native and one of our good friends who we've worked with for years on different projects in the area. Yeah. She's also an interior designer. So tell us a little bit about Janie Blue, which is your first novel.
Well, I wrote it a while ago, and it's a romantic thriller, and it goes from Washington State to Las Vegas, and really just deals with the casino inner workings, politics. There's underlying abuse in the story. And it's just a really fast-paced read with lots of conflict and lots of twists and turns, too.
Lots of twists and turns, lots of drama.
Right, or lots of drama.
And some romance, like you said. Yes. So, you know, you said you wrote most of it years back.
I did.
So how did you first decide you wanted to start writing this book?
Well, that's an interesting story because we had gone through a house fire. Mm-hmm. And it was a total loss. It was really devastating. Mm-hmm. And we were dealing with insurance companies and just not really getting anywhere. And it was a tough road. Yeah. And I thought I wanted to write about the injustices of the insurance companies. Uh-huh. I was really angry. it wasn't going the way we wanted it to go. And in fact, we had to go all the way from two trials, and then all the way to the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So, and we did win.
Okay. Well,
or it went our way
in
the end. but in doing so, I really wanted to write about that. And I worked with, a friend of mine who, I met in a local coffee shop. He was an author, and James Strauss. Mm-hmm. And he said, you can't write about that. That's way too raw right now. You know?
Yeah.
You have to write about something that's like a complete escape fiction.
Okay.
And he said, why don't you just start writing however you want to do that. And I just somehow this character came into my mind and I wrote several characters and then just wove them together.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what happened. It was like magic. It just all started flowing.
Well, the story is really fun, but it does dig into some of those deeper, you know, heavier topics, like you said, and the insurance kind of ties in there.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can see how that was your inspiration or something you were dealing with at the time when you were writing. How did it feel when you were writing this and including some of those heavier topics? Like, was it sort of a cathartic process for you?
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Definitely. Because not only did we have the house fire at the time, but I lost my mom within a month after that. In fact, when the fire was happening, I was in Las Vegas.
Okay.
And with her, I'd been spending quite a bit of time there and had to leave when she was in the ICU.
Mm-hmm.
So after losing her to brain cancer, it was, you know, it did put things in perspective as far as, hey, we're all okay.
Yeah.
You know, we're here. This is life. You know, let's keep moving on. But, you know, I don't think I let myself get depressed or grieve over everything. There was so much going on at the time.
Right.
And it wasn't that I let myself grieve during writing about underlying depression in the book, in the novel. But it was just like a way to kind of get through it and write a character not being myself.
Right.
And the character is not me at all. But there are little spots of it. And it was an escape, and it was also a process, you know, going through that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was very cathartic. Yeah. I think it was healing.
Yeah.
So
how much of it did you get written during that time, like in the in the beginning? Okay. So
you
had an entire draft.
Yeah. I really wrote the draft. And then And then just when we moved here, I didn't have time. I jumped into work, into mm-hmm. design and tile store and building. My husband and I do build design. Mm-hmm. So, and it just was really busy. It was a busy time, yeah. fortunately. You know, that was all good. But I didn't, I kind of just put that on the back burner. You know, mm-hmm. I side tabled it and then had been talking to you guys here about it, you know, right. throughout the years, just right. picking it up. And then it was so wonderful to have you do the edits and mm-hmm. and then make it come to life.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. our company that publishes V, the Idea Boutique, also, you know, helped you with the editing of the right. book and the design, the cover design that our art director, Sally Neal, yeah, created.
Amazing. Yes.
There were a lot of different yes. iterations, but yeah. I think that, you know, we love the one that won out.
Yes, we did. That was fun. That was a fun
it's
process.
It's so fun. And it's so like pops out, you know, when you see mm-hmm. it on the shelves. But I also want to talk about the settings mm-hmm. in the book because it does, like you said, travels kind of back and forth. Yeah. So yeah. how were you inspired by these places that you've been when you were writing this?
Well, at the time, we were looking into moving to Seattle. Mm-hmm. We had Florida and Seattle or Bainbridge Island, which was out there. So I was really looking, you know, really researching Washington mm-hmm. quite a bit. And so that just landed, you know, yeah. I just started with that. And then I had been spending a lot of time in Las Vegas with my mom mm-hmm. and my sister was there. And we really explored also while we were there. It's so beautiful. The desert on the outskirts of Las yeah. Vegas. I'm not oh, saying yeah. Las Vegas isn't pretty and cool, kind of cool in its own
right,
way.
But
for
the
sure.
landscape versus the city.
But yeah, red rocks and all of the scenery on the outskirts. It's very peaceful and beautiful. And so that kind of inspired me in some ways for some of the scenes. Mm-hmm. And then Las Vegas is completely intriguing. And there's a lot of dynamics there and a lot of directions you can go in.
Yeah.
And the casino inner workings are definitely, gosh, I could really learn more about that. That was
I
very interesting.
Could, really
there's a lot going on there. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I just thought it made for, you know, kind of the twists and turns of the books and the ebb and flow mm-hmm. of relaxing, maybe stressful, relaxing, stressful. So,
yeah. And all this, like, the high stakes yeah. of all the money and the, like right. you said, the casinos.
Sort of the mysterious yeah. side of it, the thriller yeah. side of it. Yeah.
And then there was a certain bar, mm-hmm. I think, in the mm-hmm. area that sort of inspires one of the locations in the book.
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, I just knew there was a ghost town kind of, well, that's what I thought. There was a bar that had a ghost town and, mm-hmm. You know, revolving around it. And so I wrote about it and envisioned this in my mind, but I'd never been to the bar or okay. to the location. And recently I was on a trip to Joshua Tree. Mm-hmm. My sister's a big hiker and she took a group of us there. And she said, you know that bar you were talking about in the book? She said, and you even say Pioneer Bar. This is Pioneer Town. Uh-huh. And she said, this bar sounds a lot like the bar that, yeah. you know, you were talking about. So we went to visit it, and I kid you not, it gave me goosebumps. I mean, it was really, it looked like what I described.
Yeah. So you had not ever, mm-hmm. you had not heard of this place before?
No, I knew there was a bar... Yeah. And with a ghost town. But this right. is more like what I described than what mm-hmm, I thought it was. So, mm-hmm. but yeah.
That's wild.
But yeah, yeah. now it's great. And I'm, you know, working on the sequel and that's going to become, okay. maybe become uh-huh. a big part of it.
Yeah. Well, I know the romance is, you know, is a pretty big part of the story. Yes. There's yeah. a lot of action too. But how did you come up with Chase? Like, what was your thought process there? Like, how did mm-hmm. you want him to... be portrayed in the book?
I think, you know, he's a lot of what most women...
yeah. So we love our book boyfriends.
He's like this
so.
Great, yeah, he's like this great all-around guy for the most part. But he's mm-hmm. definitely dabbles in maybe some seedy things or his past... you know, everybody's flawed, right? Mm-hmm. So he's definitely yeah. got flaws and some things. But anything he does is completely redeemable, and he's doing things, he's trying to do the right mm-hmm. things. But yeah, he's like Chase, the perfect guy. I mean, he's a great guy, you know.
Chase the ace.
Yeah, Chase the ace. Yeah.
And then you have, so the main character, Janie Blue, mm-hmm. is also, so there's a little, I don't want to give anything away.
I know.
But, you know, there's a little bit of a double identity
sure.
Thing going sure. on. How did you balance that, like, between her yeah. two lives that she has to live?
I that part, I think there's something in all of us that would love to once in a while say, hey, I just want to be, I don't want to mm-hmm. have to have all these responsibilities and stress of daily life and just,
yeah.
you know, want to be a different person once in a while. Mm-hmm. And so in that, that was kind of easy to transition the two. But as as you're moving forward in the story, you have to know what you talked about before and,
right.
and what you're talking about later. Uh-huh. It did get a little bit confusing, but managed to work it out together. And with you helping edit it as mm-hmm. well, that was super helpful, making sure nobody was confused
right.
at who yeah. was who at what time.
It was good, though. It was fun.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And just getting to know her in two different
right,
ways.
Right,
you
right,
know,
right.
When you're reading it.
Right. Because we all have so many facets, you know.
Yeah, and so she's
many.
Going through so much. So
yeah. Yeah.
There's a lot there.
Correct.
Also, just the process of publishing. So, you know, it's a process, as
for
we
sure.
all know.
For sure. For
it took
sure.
a while, yes. and yes. We're so excited, you know, that it yeah. came out this summer, mm-hmm. and people have been able to pick it up at different stores and online. Mm-hmm. And just how does it feel to, like, finally have it in your hand?
That is amazing. Yeah. That feel, it's so fulfilling, and mm-hmm. And gratifying, and I'm so grateful to all of you and just making this process not only, you know, smooth, but just really fun. Mm-hmm. You know, it's been a fun mm-hmm. process, and having, you know, the book release and
yeah.
all of that. And then I'm looking forward to what we're going to do in the future
uh-huh.
with this and where it's going to go and
yeah.
you know,
yeah, me too.
What roads
it's,
it takes.
It's just getting started.
It's just getting so, started. Yeah.
We're going to get Janie yes. Blue out there into the world, and yes. her story's not done.
No. I don't yeah. really want to give away anything else, but I really want the sequel, and I want women to feel uplifted, mm-hmm. you know, from this and,
yeah.
and maybe empowered a bit and
yeah.
know that they have the power within themselves mm-hmm. to make some changes. Mm-hmm.
And you've been partnering with some women's organizations
yes.
on
yes.
fundraising kind mm-hmm. of initiatives. So do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
I'm really wanting to give to through the book and where it goes to Thistle Farms mm-hmm. at this point right now. And that is an organization for abused women, which really supports and helps abused women mm-hmm. and trafficked women. It's just such a great program. And I know it's such a great organization because Sammy, my daughter, works
yeah.
there. And so that was really the reason, finding out so much about it and what mm-hmm. they do and the good they do. And they have a 2-year program for women, and just seeing the women and knowing from Sammy
uh-huh.
Just the joy they have.
Yeah.
You know, and getting themselves in a better maybe just a better place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so,
that's such
but
a
I
great
would,
organization.
Yeah, it really is. And then I would love to, I'm looking into right now, organizations that are local also. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, so that one's based in Nashville.
That's in Nashville.
But
yes.
they, you know, work mm-hmm. with women, not just from Nashville.
No. And they also have, they partner with people all over the country. Mm-hmm. And I think they really help get other organizations started. So,
yeah.
So that's... Uh-huh. That's where we're at right
now. Well, speaking of Sammy, who yeah. we love, your
yes,
daughter,
yes.
She interned with us for a little while mm-hmm. and has written some stories for V. Mm-hmm. She also wrote, she's a songwriter.
She is.
And
yes.
brilliant, amazing
yes.
performer and
yes.
has a gorgeous voice.
Yeah.
She wrote a song for Janie
she
Blue.
Wrote, yeah, she wrote the song Janie Blue,
uh-huh.
actually.
Yeah.
So she and two others wrote the song and and they're perfecting it kind of right now. And I think she's going to work on a couple more as well for, you know, like a soundtrack, maybe than a couple. It just depends on how it all works out. But
Very cool.
But yeah. Yeah.
Kind of being inspired by your creative endeavors, and it's like it's feeding into
fun.
Hers.
It's really neat. I'm so blessed to have her doing that. It's amazing. It's a, you know, it's a process. In fact, we're going up there next week to see her perform.
Awesome. Where is she performing?
At the Basement.
Okay.
So Basement in Nashville with Brendan Abernathy.
Okay.
Yeah, I think they both did Songwriters, 38 Songwriters Fest last year. So.
I remember that. Yes, that was a great show.
Yeah, you were there.
Yes, he was so good too.
Yes, yes, exactly.
Okay. Well, as we're, you know, moving ahead, is there any news you want to share? Any events you have coming up? I know you're going to be working with Emerald Coast Storytellers in the spring.
Yep.
So Susie's going to be one of their featured storytellers for an open mic night event.
I think it's February 22nd.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we've got a little time for people to get ready, get some tickets for that. And we're just so excited to see how everything is going to go.
Yeah,
and
I am too. I'm
keep sharing Janie Blue.
We'll do. We'll keep it rolling.
Yeah. Well, we are just so excited to have you here today. And I have been asking everyone on the podcast what their favorite book is.
Oh, okay. Put me on the spot. Well, my favorite all-time book, I think, I would say is Pride and Prejudice by Jane Austen.
Classic.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, I love all of Jane Austen.
I'm actually rereading that one right now. So,
And the movie is great as well. It brings it all to life, you know, and that's...
Have you seen the show adaptation versus the 2005 like movie adaptation? There's a lot of diversity online about... Which one is better?
Yeah. I have seen both, and I do like the 2005.
I do too.
I'm a fan of both the actors, both the main actors.
Same.
So I think that, you know, that one to me is maybe it's, I don't think it's more modern day, but I also love the music.
Yes, the soundtrack is so
good.
We
talk about that, you know, like with Sammy doing the music. Mm-hmm. I think the soundtrack's so important.
I have that on several of my playlists, like some of those songs sprinkled in. So.
And it is such a long, you know, it's so long and it's just, obviously timeless, but it draws you in and it makes you take the time to read everything. Yeah. And for instance, Janie Blue is very fast paced, you know, and this is completely the opposite.
True.
So, I love both.
But like you said, timeless though, in a way in the story itself, that it doesn't matter what time period people are living in.
Right.
People are the same.
Right.
Like they're the same then as they are now. And it's really fascinating
to me.
Well, thank you so much for being here with us today.
Thank you.
And we look forward to everything that's going to happen with Janie Blue and beyond.
Yes. I do too. Thanks.
Thanks, everyone.